is testifying voluntarily. This is Fox News.
Pardon me, Fox News. We need a laugh.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again. Oh, yes, sir.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
All right, 4 minutes after 5 o'clock. Did that help? Did that bring a smile to your face?
No.
Okay, we tried. I understand. Trump clarification claims he never said Mexico would write a check for the wall. Just build a damn thing.
Yeah, exactly. Just
I, why even talk about it?
Yeah, let's do it.
We have that long list of things in everyday life that you cannot do without ID, without the police knowing who you are if they pull you over, the bank not being eager to cash your check if you can't prove that you match the name on it, and on and on.
And these are good things.
Yes, it's called security.
Yes, it is.
But for some reason, and I'm sure it's to build a voting block that will keep this
part of it
nation in a perpetual state of democratic socialism, because they're going to give away the treasury to the newcomers and share wealth, and that'll be that.
How about that music? Woodstock, huh?
Well,
too late.
We're going to talk to Brant in a moment, because we had, at least that was a good day. Another good day in the markets. The markets seemingly unaffected by all of the political chicanery going on. And
that's a good thing.
We can get back to it. We will get back to it. And
it's okay.
I wanted to play the 10 Years After song, and I think I'll do that.
That's a great song.
At 5 minutes after 5 o'clock, they'll be joining us on the 23rd, and they're going to be doing a special on the Bezos divorce. But we are closing in today as the 10th. The 13th of January is the single biggest filing day for divorces. If you're in a situation, if your guy in a situation and you sense that may be coming, might be best prepared to think ahead and think about who might best represent you if that should take place. And even under the best of circumstances, once two people decide to go in separate directions, you still got two adults who are going to be looking out for their own best interests, and Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson are who you want. If you're a guy, especially if there are custody issues involved, the court system, for all its advancements, there are still prejudices against men when it comes to custody. And they want to make sure that you exit the marriage with an agreement that you can live with emotionally, financially, and so forth. It's all very important. Let them deal with the heavy, because, again, even under the best of circumstances, your life is going to change in a lot of little ways you can't anticipate, and it's a lot on your plate. So let them do the heavy lifting for you. Let them take care of the stuff that needs to be negotiated so you can focus on moving on with your life. Their number is 819-4810, and they do offer a nice discount on their consultation if you're a News Talk listener. So by all means, if you need to call them, mention that. They do represent women, by the way, but they specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. That's Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law. Their website, should you know somebody who might be going through it, you might want to recommend a visit to divorceformenalabama.com and a look at the testimonials is highly advised. Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I've got traffic and weather, and then Brant's going to talk about today's market news.
Well, we moved into the official rush hour. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing one accident this afternoon. It's on the boulevard at Norman Bridge Road. Be careful in that vicinity. Otherwise, the boulevard is stop and go at most of the major intersections. Of course, you know when you get to the Troy Highway or I-85, you're going to run into a jam. Just be patient and you'll make it right on through there. A lot of folks headed out of downtown up Madison Avenue onto the Atlanta Highway. If you're in that area, be careful. It's pretty busy. And Haynes Ambulance is headed up Ann Street towards the Atlanta Highway on a medical run. Nothing says love like a custom piece of jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry can guide you through the process. Visit Harold's Fine Jewelry in their new location on the second floor of Hillwood Festival, 2870 Zelda Road. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Authorities in Prattville need your help finding a bank robber. Police say a man robbed the Trustmark Bank on Cobbs Ford Road this morning. He was seen wearing a dark hat, white t-shirt, camo jacket, and jeans. Crime stats have been released for the city of Montgomery for the year 2018. The report says the city had less homicides, aggravated assaults, felony sex cases, burglary, and property theft. But Montgomery saw an increase in robbery, auto theft, and property theft from vehicles. Gulf Shores, Sugar White Sandy Beaches are Alabama's most popular half-mile stretch of public beachfront. It's also undergoing a $15 million renovation, and city officials want to keep it looking nice. So, city officials adopted a wide-ranging list of regulations that included Alabama's first public beach to become smoke-free. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our chilly weather pattern continues. In fact, I think we're headed for another freeze tonight. The low temperature by dawn, with mostly clear skies tonight, should end up right around 31. Tomorrow, we'll aim for the mid-50s for a high. More sunshine around, becoming cloudy tomorrow night. Get ready for a weekend storm system. Showers likely Saturday night, ending about, midday on Sunday, with high temperatures in the 50s over the weekend, and then turning windy and colder again as we start the new week on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When it's time for your marriage to call it quits, you need Alexa, divorce attorney.
Alexa, I need a divorce.
I can do that for you.
Would you like a standard or two-day divorce?
Alexa takes care of your case from A to Z.
I have recorded everything in the house. Your wife cheated on you on Tuesdays between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
That's when the grocery delivery guy comes!
You ain't kidding, mister.
Alexa will also represent you in court.
You may be seated. I read your briefs.
Would you like to buy some briefs from Amazon Prime?
What? Order! Order!
Ordering Hanes Jockey Briefs. X, X, L. Would you like to order anything else?
Alexa, divorce attorney.
Would you like me to badger the witness?
Let's badger Brant McDonald, shall we? We know him as Mr. Right on the Money. Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. And good afternoon on yet another green day.
Yeah, it was a good day today. I mean, we've had a great week all the way around. And, you know, as I've been harping on, this all started when the Fed chairman did what he did. So clearly that is helping the market. There's no question about it. And he was continuing to talk today. He was at another sort of one of these little summits, you know, where he was speaking to a group of people. And he's continuing to pound that same message, which is a good thing. And so, you know, the market is cautiously optimistic, I would say. And that's kind of how I am. I would absolutely continue to reiterate the fact that we've had a great year economically speaking, but there are some signs that there's some elements where we're seeing a slowdown, but it's particularly tied into China. That's where the connection is. That's the loop where there's a lot of uncertainty and anxiety, and we're seeing early signs of a little bit of a slowdown. But if we can get a deal done there, I think that will go a long way towards helping things.
Good.
Sure.
I was saying, it wasn't that long ago I got a text from a friend who was in the market, and he says, geez, the Dow fell below 22,000 this afternoon. It was one of those big drop days towards the end of December. Now it's back over 24.
Yeah, and I think we share that friend, if I'm not mistaken. But it can get scary when that's happening. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a guy today who's an avid listener and really, really great guy. He's a client, and he asked me, he said, do you think we ought to be buying a bunch of stuff right here? And I said, you know, about a week ago, I had my concerns. I really did, because the Fed seemed to me that they were just determined to drive this sucker right off a cliff, with reckless abandon, and then they stopped cold in their tracks. The market just crushed them. And he pulled out a fire hose at the last minute, and that seems to be helping. So we're getting close, I think, to where for people who are long-term investors, you can kind of commit a little bit of capital right in through here to things that you know and love and like, or that fit your profile. So that's what we're doing in our own investment model.
Cool.
And feel quite positive about the direction things are going in 2019. And keep in mind that, you know, the fourth quarter's over, so we're going to start to see those earnings here in about a week. And that's going to be a lot of fun, trust me.
One of the things that helped the market bounce back during those darker days in December was the day the Christmas sales numbers came out and said that spending was up 5%, which was enormous. And I know the market wasn't that the day it went up at like 1,000 points?
It did, because the consumer is in pretty good shape here.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. When you look at all the metrics, debt service coverage ratios, and those are complex terms, but essentially the level of consumer debt relative to the income they're making across the country is really, really quite strong.
Good.
Wage growth has been pretty good. You know, discretionary income continues to rise. So the consumer's got quite a bit of room in terms of purchasing power. And so it's not any surprise that you would see retail sales numbers be quite strong. And
in the face of what is, I just saw on our news screen here in the studio, boom economy, part of the Democratic strategy running against this is that we're now using more energy and we're repolluting the atmosphere. Jesus. And certainly people are going to want to run out and vote to slow everything down again so that we have cleaner air. It's unbelievable. And people
fall for that. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? you know, if you look at the history of the Democratic Party, and really more specifically the extreme left-wing fringe,
mm-hmm.
they're willing to pretty much do and say anything
mm-hmm.
To gain power so that they can enact their own ideology to control the masses in the way that they see fit. That's outright socialism and really sort of touches on communism in many ways.
Yep.
There are elements of the Democratic Party that are really not that bad. There are elements of the Republican Party that can get kind of wacky. So, you know, people who know me know that I'm a conservative. I vote Republican, by and large. But that doesn't mean that both parties get you just blindlessly walk around and do whatever the heck they tell you to.
Exactly.
You have to have a brain. But I would say that in the Democratic Party is where you're going to find some of the most wackiest ideas that in the history of the world. I mean, it's just, you read some of this stuff and you wonder, where do they come up with this?
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I can figure is they're not really stupid. They're just trying to get votes. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it can be effective, you know.
Just
say whatever you want, and you're going to get people to vote for you.
I just came across a meme that I want to share with you, get your opinion on, because I'm thinking about posting it on Facebook. Hang on one second. I got the for a minute. All right, it's just a picture of Trump. Underestimated, undeterred, undaunted. The quote is, one of the best comments I saw online was from someone in Yahoo News section who said that Trump reminded him of a doctor with no bedside manner. He tells you that you need to lose 100 pounds and stop smoking. You're offended, you're angry, you come up with 10 reasons why he's crazy, and then you finally realize he's the only one telling you the truth.
Oh, wow, that's perfect.
That is good. That's really good. And it's true. You know, it is absolutely true. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think that his style clearly doesn't resonate all that well with certain folks in the country. A lot of the real emotional sort of lovey-dovey types can't appreciate his direct, you know, approach.
New York style.
I can identify somewhat with his approach in some ways, but in other ways, when you're the president, I do think you have to kind of be careful. And we all know what I'm talking about. There have been zingers so far in his presidency where even the most conservative kind of scratch their head and think, that was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But by and large, you know, 90% of what he stands for and what he's saying really is, in most respects, right in line with conservative ideas, free market principles, a run back towards capitalism,
mm-hmm.
and all of these things are good things.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of his delivery.
Well, what's interesting now, after this Fed thing got settled, we've seen all the hysteria in the news. Is this a national emergency at the border? You know, his lawyer is going to probably rat him out to some extent, you know, in a congressional hearing and all this stuff. But the markets seem to be independent of that right now. I hope that's the case. I hope that continues to be the case, that it's not so reactionary.
Yeah, no, the market's not really going to be too concerned about any of that at all, unless it becomes clear or becomes evident that there's a potential for a constitutional crisis.
Mm.
And if that were to become a reality, then I do think the market would start to get caught up in it. Outside of that, the market's kind of got blinders onto it. It's just sort of noise, and it's not going to be real problematic, I don't believe. But like I said, if there's some sort of crazy something that pops up that no one expects, that could be a game changer. But I just don't see that happening. So far, there's nothing that's out there that's bubbling up that I've seen that would be a cause for alarm.
Well, the thing that I found most amazing as we rode that roller coaster through the last couple of months of the year was that when all was said and done, the individual American, the consumer, went out and they spent this Christmas time with confidence. And that in spite of all the news and all the hysteria and all the people trying to steer the news a certain way, like, oh, this economy, it's not for real, and blah, 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 blah. facts ultimately win. And the market responded to those facts in good shape. Mm-hmm. At 5:21, Brent, you know you're welcome. If there's news tomorrow that you want to discuss, give us a holler. In the meantime, those of you listening, I urge you to call 387-0094 and make an appointment to sit down and chat with Brent. Meet the incredible team of people at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management that will look after you, help you put together a plan for your future and your family's future. People who can consult if you're a business owner, make sure you've got adequate coverage just in case. These are things you don't really talk about it, but you know what? It's important. And you'll walk out feeling better because you become managerial about your money in the most important of ways. And it's great to have people you can reach out to when you have questions or concerns about things you see in the news, where you're going to get the truth. That's 387-0094 for McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, thank you for your time, buddy. Glad it was a good week.
Absolutely. You guys take care, and you know, like you said, we may be talking tomorrow. We'll see.
All right, don't forget to look up Brant. He is the cover feature on this month's Boom magazine, RiverRegionBoom.com, and I have a sideline column called Mr. Right on the Money that, if you read, you'll know exactly what not to do with money when you have it.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
One of the things that has hurt Alabama in terms of our growth here in the state has been we're behind the curve when it comes to teaching tech in our schools. So that's why the C Spire, that's the letter C, Spire, S-P-I-R-E, tech movement, is so important in what they're doing here in the River Region, because the Southeast and Mid-South cannot compete for the technology jobs of the future without proper resources and training, and that's what they're here to fix. So C Spire is investing in education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and the Mid-South number one in technology. It's a sad fact, but it's true. Only 10% of our high schools teach advanced placement computer science. Just 10%.
That's sad.
Very. So C Spire is teaming up with the schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in the classrooms, because this is where the future is. They've also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, C Spire is on a mission to deliver a managed information technology service to more businesses in our region.
Good deal.
The future's out there. C Spire Tech Movement can tell you more at this website, cspire.com, that's cspire.com/techmvmt, or just go to cspire.com. 5:24, back to the traffic dungeon.
We're right in the heart of the rush hour, like you couldn't already tell that. Montgomery Skywatch traffic reporting a car fire. It's on Arba Street at South Decatur Street. That is where the interstate joins downtown. So if you are in the downtown area, look out as you go over to Arba Street. Fire department responding to that car fire. The interstates are moving pretty good. If you're headed south on 85, you're going to bunch up and slow down when you get to the interchange. Everybody trying to figure out whether they're going north or south. The boulevard in general is stop and go traffic at all the major intersections. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive?
Yes.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila!
Great song.
It is, yes.
Champs.
528. We do this thing in the morning show from time to time called the Risky Click of the Day.
Yes, you do.
We come across an audio file. We're not sure what's on it.
There's no telling how much stuff you've got in that computer.
Well, there's 10,000 files, and I can't possibly... I mean, look at today. I mean, I hadn't used the hotkey system for the roll call in a long time, and I sucked.
Oh, come on.
That was awful, was it?
You got to go through that.
Makes you tougher.
Well, the first day, you just hopped on the radio. You were gold. You're, like, right up there with Lou Jack and Harvey.
Yeah, now that you mention it. Lou Jack and Harvey. Yeah, I worked with both of them.
No.
Not really with them, but...
Same building.
Paul Harvey was in the office next door to mine.
Paul Harvey.
Intimidating.
Paul Harvey story, I haven't told that, you know,
in a while. Yeah. I love that story, actually, but, I mean, intimidating figure.
Text from 84.
Yeah. And Paul Harvey was...
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, lame-ass story alert.
No, I'm not going to do that today.
Okay.
Wow.
But I did find this one. It's called The Greg Show, The Sitcom.
What?
Another budget production. I have no idea what's on this.
This ought to be good.
I got to start it and keep a hand close to the dump button just in case. But this is from many, many years ago.
Hey, Uncle Greg is here.
My executive junior assistant intern producer is in there, bubba-micing away on a phone call. Hey, I hate to interrupt the action in there. What do we got on the phone here? Jason!
Okay. I had no idea what it was. Now we know.
You know, I told people the other night that initially you're trying to treat me like a pet. And I've risen above, thank God. But
like a pet.
I'm pretty damn good at my pets.
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
My pets eat grilled chicken tenders. Yeah. They sleep in comfy beds.
He takes good care of his pets.
But I knew what you were doing, starting up this whole, Joey, you talk to pets that way. I'm that way with the dog.
Joey.
You know what came up at Baumhauer's last night? That hasn't even happened. I know it does on News and Views because those guys are just so crack when it comes to local stuff. They own that universe. I wouldn't even attempt to compete with the wisdom those guys possess and the insights and the connections they have. But we got a mayoral election coming up this year. And Todd Strange is not going to run for re-election.
Yay. So
last night at the roundtables, it was the name Elton Dean was bandied about as if it's a certainty he will be the next mayor.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. Well, not necessarily the odds.
Ask Alexis Silver.
Right. Not the odds. That might very well be true. Just, I don't know. I need to look into this more myself.
You know, that's one thing. I've been here long enough to know and see what an incredible shift there is in what listeners are interested in. We mentioned Don Markwell at the beginning. The one issue of national importance that he hammered, because he could see where the future of this was headed and was really concerned about it, was illegal immigration. That was the one national issue that he was very focused on and had a great deal of expertise on. Everything else was, you know, a crime and, you know, underpaid police, et cetera, you know, horror stories from all over the place. That's another thing that came up last night, folks talking about the New Year's Eve gunfire.
Yeah.
Did you hear any of that?
Yes.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, I heard some of that. Well, and just at the beginning of this week, I believe it was Monday night, I had done my usual routine, got home at about 7:30, and I did a quick workout, like 25-minute workout. And about 15 minutes into the workout, I hear pop, 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 pop. Like, and just the pacing of it, mm-hmm. It wasn't a firecracker. It was definitely a gun.
Right.
And then this huge, bright, white light 5 minutes after that is, like, shining through my window. I'm like, what the hell is that? And it was during a water break of my workout, so I peeked through the blinds, and it was a SUV cop. He wasn't shining on us. He was just shining on the whole neighborhood. So something happened, and somebody called it in. It makes me real comfortable where I'm living, you know, my part of town. Rats and, you know, gunshots.
When I was in Florida, I was driving over to, I don't know if it was Christmas Eve or might have even been Christmas evening. And the area they live in is on the, not the Intracoastal Waterway, but part of the waterway system. So you can have a small boat and all that kind of stuff. And it's very nice. They have a beautiful house with a pool and a hot tub and very nice. The neighborhood adjacent to it is awful. It was awful when I lived there. Mm. I hated driving through it, so it, you know, it's not my job to tell them where to buy a house. But it was either Christmas Eve or Christmas Eve night. I'm about half a mile before I make the turn to go into their place, and I see Mars lights everywhere. And the street I'm traveling eastbound on is blocked by a squad car. And nobody's telling you where to go, but everywhere I looked, I saw more Mars lights. So I wasn't even sure how to wend my way into their particular area, because every street was blocked by a cop car, and the cops are standing outside the cars, not with their revolvers, but with automatic weapons.
Whoa, really?
I'm serious. I mean, the big long rifle with the long handle, I mean, and out in full display. And then I heard a helicopter. And the helicopter is flying, I'd say, maybe 200 feet. And that's close, and it's also very loud. And they just kept going in this circle. with these high-powered spotlights. So obviously they were trying to, what do they call it when they close an area down? Well, close down area.
Yeah.
Roadblock.
Yeah.
So somebody must have done, we're all there, somebody must have done something really, really bad.
They were looking for somebody, that's for sure. Somebody bad.
I had not seen that many police cars out with Mars lights on or off since the day of 9/11 in Fort Lauderdale. So I finally find my way to their place through a back road, and we're just watching this circus go on. And you can see it was almost like a fireworks show in the distance because the Mars lights were so prevalent that they were reflecting off the water and off all the house roofs and everything else. And the helicopter never landed, never heard any gunfire, but we did find out that right down the street where I was first stopped, about six blocks to the south, somebody had been shot and murdered.
Wow.
Right on the street, so they were trying to catch the guy that did that. I don't know if they eventually caught him or not, but that's South Florida.
That's crazy.
That's why I would, you know, it's nice to have a house on the water, but what you got to go through to get there,
not worth
the traffic, oh my God. We went to breakfast. They got all these quaint little restaurants.
Mom and pops or chains?
This is Wilton Manors. Mom and pops, but with very, like, I went to one place that made a, served your eggs and everything, your bacon, on top of a waffle that was actually a hash brown.
Love it.
That was great.
Yeah, I bet.
But this nice little restaurant, though, is, we sat in the open air, right on Dixie Highway, and across from Dixie Highway are the railroad tracks. Well, twice they have this new high-speed train service down there. I forget what they call it, but it came by, and the train travels fast enough where we actually had to hold down our table napkins and stuff because of the
wind.
Whoosh.
Yeah.
The train created as it was going through.
Wow.
That Christmas was probably the most unique in my entire life, and I will write that lame ass story called "The Christmas with the Elephant in the Room" for next year. We can all laugh at it. We mentioned Boom Magazine, riverregionboom.com. If you'd like to read all about Brant McDonald, he is the cover feature this month. And if you would like to be able to read without contacts or glasses, Montgomery Eye Physicians, Montgomery Eye LASIK, would like to give you the chance to restore your vision through a LASIK procedure. Something that used to be very, very expensive when first introduced, well, the cost has come down as advances have been made, and the success rate has also improved with the passing of time. Now, you don't never want to shop for something like that based on price, but what you want is experience, competence, and that you will get with Dr. Swan and Shin and that team at Montgomery Eye. They've been around since 1945, since the end of World War II. Their customer service is top-notch. If you're interested in a LASIK solution, you can go to onlinemep.com and read all about it and watch the video that Dr. Swan discusses the procedure. Joey's had it.
Yes.
I went. My visit with a refractive surgery counselor was unfortunate because my vision issue can't be fixed with LASIK, but I would have done it if I could have. So if that sounds appealing to you, and the price is very much in, I hate to use the word, that they're trying to get a wheelhouse, call 271-3804. There's no charge for that appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor, but you do need to do that one step first. 271-3804 or visit onlinemep.com. Montgomery Eye Physicians, Montgomery Eye LASIK on Vaughan Road, right across from Chappie's Deli. Local news.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Crime stats have been released for the city of Montgomery for the year 2018. The report says the city had less homicides, aggravated assaults, felony sex cases, burglary, and property theft. But Montgomery saw an increase in robbery, auto theft, and property theft from vehicles. Authorities in Prattville need your help finding a bank robber. Police say a man robbed the Trustmark Bank on Cobbs Ford Road this morning. He was seen wearing a dark hat, white t-shirt, camo jacket, and jeans. Gulf Shores, sugar white sandy beaches are Alabama's most popular half-mile stretch of public beachfront. It's also undergoing a $15 million renovation, and city officials want to keep it looking nice. So, city officials adopted a wide-ranging list of regulations that included Alabama's first public beach to become smoke-free. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
We're still in the heart of the rush hour. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing a new accident. It's at Winton Blunt Boulevard and the intersection of Brown Springs Road near the main post office in Montgomery. Be careful if you're in that area or headed to Baptist East. Interstate 65 is flowing great. Been doing fine all afternoon. I-85 is doing good northbound. If you're headed southbound, it's going to bunch up when you get to the interchange. Be careful in that vicinity. The boulevard is its usual stop-and-go self this afternoon. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State today, 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
Well, hi, everybody. Our chilly weather pattern continues. In fact, I think we're headed for another freeze tonight. The low temperature by dawn, with mostly clear skies tonight, should end up right around 31. Tomorrow, we'll aim for the mid-50s for a high. More sunshine around, becoming cloudy tomorrow night. Get ready for a weekend storm system. Showers likely Saturday night, ending about, midday on Sunday, with high temperatures in the 50s over the weekend, and then turning windy and colder again as we start the new week on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Ooh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton.
Red roses for a blue lady.
Recording, TV, and movie star Wayne Newton, live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off everything, including custom postcards, invitations, labels and stickers, and more. And with tons of business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 11th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You know what we haven't done yet?
What?
What have we not done yet?
The winning word.
Oh! Wow,
the menu match came with Palmhauers. We gave out a word this morning. Between 6 and 9, we do it every day, several times. I need it now at 272-9228. Caller 9. Caller 9 will win lunch for two at Palmhauers Victory Grill if you have the word we gave. Now, we've had some couple of people who lost. They were close, but close doesn't win. I need the exact word that we gave you this morning at 272-9228. Here's a classic we can enjoy while we're waiting for the phones to get busy. I don't know why I hear this guy's voice. I can't stand it.
Let me tell you. How it will be me. There's one for you. 19 for me. I am the tax man. Tax man.
You guys listen to this crap.
I am the tax man. Tax man. Tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be happy. I don't tax at all. No. I am the tax man. Tax man.
Okay, that I forgot just how grating that voice is.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great speech. No, not a great speech. It sucks. Hi, you are caller 1. Try again, please. Caller 2. Try again, please. Caller 3. Please try again. You're caller 4. Ooh. You'd be amazed how many people get through on that second time and win these things. Caller 5. Thank you. Try again quickly. 6. Caller 7. Caller 8. And to whom am I speaking?
This is DK.
DK, do you have the winning word from this morning?
Cubana.
Woo!
That's right. Cubana, as in pollo a la cubana. And that is something you can enjoy at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Black grilled marinated mojo chicken over black mojo. Mojo marinated chicken. I don't know if it's mojo or mojo.
Doesn't matter.
I'm gassed, man. It's 548. It's awesome. That's what it is.
I had Baumhauer's for lunch today.
Good for you. Well, now you can have lunch for two for free.
That's right. Can't beat that with a stick.
You hold on, and Joey's going to get you all jam up and jelly tight with that.
Tommy Rowe.
All right.
Yeah, 1970.
All right.
And we'll do it again tomorrow. We don't do the word at any specific time. Emily's task is to remind me, because I can be the absent-minded morning man from time to time and forget to do that.
Not you.
Let's see. Among other stories we covered today.
Been all over the place.
We have.
I like it like that.
The 79-year-old guy in Rich Thomas's home state, Ohio, apparently had called up. Now, it's nice at age 79 that you can get the lust, but it's also hard to find a match, so he was calling for professional help.
Oh, was he now?
Yeah. And
how'd that work out?
So two professionals came to his house through some kind of a service. They took $500 from him, but they did not meet his expectations.
He didn't get the services he had requested?
Well, 911 is not a customer complaint line if your hooker doesn't make you feel as good as you think. So
he didn't call 911.
He did initially to say I was robbed, but then when the police investigated, they found that he had actually had a couple of prostitutes over and paid them for their services, but didn't like the job they did. Is that the right way to put it?
That'll work. That'll work.
It'll have to. And then this, and of course, it seems like stories like this come up when you're getting close to an event. We have the gumptious of Emily and fiance, just a little more than 2 weeks away now.
Is it that just wow?
But
man, Thomas,
at a reception in Key West, the groomsmen, to me, if you insist on having a bachelor party, you want to go out and get drunk and hungover, as long as you don't drive or hurt anybody, fine, I guess.
Yeah, whatever, have at it.
Get it out of your system.
Sure.
Personally, I think that's insulting to the bride, but that's just my opinion. But this took place at the actual wedding where one of the groomsmen was swinging around a pocket knife, switchblade. And the groom said, all right, knock it off, this is enough. But he was, guy's name was Giovanni, continued to joke around, eventually stabbed the groom.
Accidentally, or because he was mad because the...
Accidentally, but did enough damage to say, uh-oh, flee the scene. This is the groom's name, because he's such a great friend of the groom, right?
Yeah.
And poor Giovanni, the groom, survived, but he had to be airlifted to a hospital in Miami, and that is not cheap.
Oh, my.
So even though his buddy, the groom, who had to be airlifted, is not going to press charges, he's still facing, felony charges for criminal mischief for damage done just for being a jackass. Lucky he's not facing, attempted manslaughter.
Well, he's lucky that the bride's father didn't track him down and kill him. That's her big day, and for him to do that, that's not good.
It's Bo. Bo.
Hey, my friends.
Hey, Bo.
How are you, Bo?
Great. Look here. I had a few little items I wanted to share with y'all. One concerned your old hood, Greg, and the other one concerns the hood I'm in now. The hood I'm in now, it was not long after Terry had started clearing the air. It was on Saturday, of course. Mm-hmm. And we had a neighbor across the street that has a pool, and he had the whole gang over there. I mean, there was 15, 20, 30 or more people there. Mm-hmm. And he had some kind of altercation with the family and came out in the front yard screaming and yelling and fired it looked like a 38 or something along that lines, but it sounded like a cannon, close range like that. Sure. Police came out there, about four or five squad cars. Now, some of his family member is a cop, so I don't know if that's why they did what they did, but I was given a play-by-play on Terry's show of what was going on. Mm-hmm. While it was going on.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that, Terry.
I do.
Yeah. Anyway, what got me about the whole deal was the call that they got called out there for was a guy with a gun, active, shooting a gun off. Right. They come out there and turn their lights off. And I thought that was kind of weird because you got an idiot running around with a gun shooting it and you've turned the lights off on your squad cars so nobody in the area can be warned of don't come in this area until we get it, the area secured. But anyway.
I don't know enough to comment on police tactics, but that does sound a little bit unusual.
Yeah, well, it was very unusual because we're sitting there waiting till they get him in custody. But anyway, the other one that involves your hood was, your old hood was, me and my wife went on to a yard sale over there.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady was there at the yard sale, and she had an InfoWars bumper sticker on her car. And so I had an InfoWars, some InfoWars stuff on my vehicle, and she struck up a conversation in the guy's yard. And anyway, come to find out, the people's house that was holding the yard sale, the guy was a CIA officer.
Oh.
Yeah. He was injured over there in Afghanistan, probably building them caves that Trump sent that Moab over there after.
Hmm.
Remember that?
Vaguely.
Mother of all bombs.
I know what a Moab is, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't recall Trump using them, but thanks for the call. We got to wrap it up because we have the Joey Clark Radio Hour starting at 6, and we need to talk to Alexia at Jalisco so we can send people on this Thursday night to a place that will give them a fine, authentic Mexican dining experience. Hello, Alexia, what you got? Hello?
Hello, yes, I'm sorry. Would you like to know a special today?
We sure do.
Yes, we have a Mexican antojitos for $7.99, Mexican grilled chicken for $6.99, and chimichanga for $7.99.
Now, so delicious. Those are great prices, but this is authentic food that comes, and Terry, you've been there, on a nice-sized oval plate, wall-to-wall packed with food. So you will be stuffed. you will eat a full meal at El Jalisco. You have some drink specials that go till 7, right?
See, 3 to 7, margaritas and the rocks of frozen for $3, or Balayo Michelob Ultra for $2.99.
All right, so you can refresh yourself and enjoy authentic Mexican food. It's fantastic, excellent service. Alexia and her staff will take great care of you at El Jalisco, which is on Atlanta Highway, right across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory. They got a big parking lot. It's a long restaurant, so there's lots of comfortable table and booth seating for you and your group, and they can accommodate a large group, by the way, very easily there as well. So try El Jalisco. If you haven't been, you're missing out. And we thank you for the call.
Thank you so much.
Say hi to Dimples. Yeah, when you go to El Jalisco, ask to see Monica and her amazing, stupendous Dimples, and let them know that you listen to News Talk, and thank you.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing the traffic moving along pretty well for this time of the afternoon. The interstates are moving along at a speed limit right even on I-85. Be careful, though. It will bunch up a little bit when you get to the interchange if you're going southbound. The boulevard is just busy at the major intersections, 231 north and south and the interstate. And Taylor Road is starting to show its usual evening traffic jam. One more thing for you to look for is a disabled vehicle on Perry Hill Road. It's right over the top of I-85. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait till the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
All right, the Joey Clark Radio Hour is next at 6 at 7:30 to 9. Terry Adams is back. How about that? What a day. That's like a lot of radio in one afternoon. I'm back in the morning with Jay, Rich, and Emily. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchachos.